This week's Cotton News Line is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
In particular, there were two things that would directly impact virtually every cotton producer. One was a proposal to limit direct payments to farms with sales revenue below $500,000. That would impact virtually every cotton producer. I think it would also impact most farmers in the United States. That's not a large sales revenue figure. In fact, sales revenue of $500,000 would be difficult to produce an income for a family of four on such a sales revenue. The other component that directly affects cotton is a proposal to eliminate storage credits on cotton that's in the CCC loan.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The Market Access Program is actually a very significant private-public joint venture that I'm surprised is highlighted in the president's proposal because it's a great success story. The cooperators in the private sector are required to raise funds, develop a program, an aggressive program for the marketing of U.S. agricultural products overseas, and then they can apply for matching funds from USDA through the MAP program. And I think it's important to remember that today most of the markets we're looking for virtually all agricultural products are overseas. It's an export industry these days, and to think that it would be a wise thing in periods like today to be reducing the funds available for the support of export promotion doesn't seem to me to be part of a stimulus package.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
And in fact, the farm bill that was just enacted in 2008, we are still just now seeing USDA actually put in place a range of new components that limit eligibility, put in a new adjusted gross income means test, and provide for changes in actively engaged that will already begin to limit availability of program benefits. So I think it's a little early now to think that it's time to make more adjustments. We haven't even seen the changes that were part of the 2008 bill put into place yet. So I believe eventually we will see those changes have an impact on agriculture, and I think agriculture will probably be resisting any further changes for some time.